Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, Friday morning, from 10 to 10:30. It's all about you. It's all about you. Businesses in the Washington metropolitan area. Don't miss out on the upcoming event, November 14th, the world's largest networking opportunity on the planet. It's going to be at the Bistro in Beltsville, 11101 Baltimore Avenue. Everything that you need to promote your business will be there. We have a special guest this morning. Carl, you on the air? Carl, you on the air? Go ahead.
Can you hear me better?
How are you? Fantastic. Welcome aboard. Welcome. Well, this is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Give us the name of your company and what you do.
It is Cash Flows to You, and we actually help entrepreneurs connect their businesses with their capital, and we're actually hosting a few events coming up in the Washington, D.C. area.
Fantastic. Well, how did you get started, and how long have you been in business?
I've actually been doing this, I want to say it's been about 7 years. It was around 2007 that really got involved in it. It's got a lot more serious in the last couple of years, being connected with some of the great entrepreneurs and capitalists in the Washington metropolitan area. And we've really just been focusing on helping people in a way that, you know, we would like to be helped ourselves.
Give us an example of how you help people or help businesses.
So what we focus on doing is helping people to grow their business, to give a deeper engagement with their existing customers, and then find out relationships that they can build as a loyal customer following and customer base using some of the online social media strategies and plans as well as systems. So what we're doing is really helping businesses, entrepreneurs, and people that have a startup mentality to really connect their passion with the actual profitability to get it to be a minimum viable product.
That is really fantastic. You said something so profound, to have the passion along with the business. A lot of people
Absolutely.
Start a business, but there's no passion. and you have to have passion in your business. Anyone can start a business, go get a business license, get a website. If their heart's not in it, that's what's happening with a lot of businesses, even these multi-level marketing companies. People start out, but their passion is not there. There is no passion.
Absolutely.
And that's,
Absolutely. And that's what
people need to do. You're going to be at the event on the 14th. Give us what you're going to be doing on the 14th and what they can look forward to as meeting you there.
Well, what we're going to be doing is really kind of connecting with the businesses and seeing where people actually are in need, because our ultimate focus is to help people. I mean, the key approach is if we can actually help service a need or solve a problem, then we're not only helping the individual, but we're helping ourselves too, to really put a purpose behind just, you know, having a business, putting a face behind a name, to be able to say, okay, I know you online, because social media is all about knowing people online, but really putting a face, a tangible person behind that actual face is what we're looking to do, connecting with businesses and individuals out there.
People realize now social media is really the way to go now as far as marketing, advertising, text marketing, social media marketing, getting people to know who you are, branding yourself. These things are extremely important in business of today. It's no longer the business of yesterday. It's business of today. Your company is first rate and is up to date as far as state-of-the-art opportunities and helping businesses today. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So we're focused on both sides of it, you know, both the storefront level as well as, you know, we're actually physically at a AOL and Google Dev Fest event right now. And it's a great D.C. Dev Fest. It's actually D.C. Dev Fest, even though we're in Virginia. But one of the things we actually love to do is, for instance, work with Bluetooth LE. And Bluetooth LE is really saying Bluetooth Low Energy. And the approach to Bluetooth LE allows us to work with Beacon, which is something that iOS 7 came out with on the iPhones. It allows, for instance, a coffee shop to really be able to communicate a message via a low-energy beacon, goes onto devices and markets to an individual's device as they're walking by, almost like a fishnet effect, bringing in new customers, new clients, whether or not they've ever tuned into the store before or not. Similar to the approach that your Home Depots, your I want to say it might be IKEA. When you drive by IKEA, when you drive by Home Depot, if you have your smartphone, if you have your iPad out, you'll get a beacon from them. That's what Bluetooth LE is, and that's what we help businesses to do.
Now, that is very interesting. That is something a lot of people don't know of or haven't been aware of. Is this automatic if you go, if you ride by a certain location, brick-and-mortar location, your phone will automatically pick the signal up? So it'll give you a text message, or what does it give you? An app? What comes up when your phone?
So, and I actually found this out even before I knew a lot more about it. You literally, let's say you have your device out and you're on an iPad, and you have your screen on whatever page you're on. When you ride by a Home Depot, when you ride by an IKEA, you will literally see Home Depot screen or IKEA screen come up on your device. And so in some cases, the Bluetooth LE can have a home page pop up. In other cases, it can just be a text message that says, hey, by the way, come in. We'll give you a 50% discount if you show us this code right now. Starbucks, places like that are also using this technology.
That's the future. That's where we're going now. It's all about apps, coupons coming at you. Safeway changed the game when they had the Safeway cards. Then they went from the Safeway card to this app for you, where you can go on your smartphone and create your savings before you get to Safeway, and it comes off your card automatically. And you also mentioned about AOL. That is really the beginning of Internet. When you say AOL, that is something that people don't realize was a pioneer in the Internet business. We're going to come right back. I want you to touch upon AOL. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Welcome back. Money, 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 money. We all want money. This is what it's all about. It's all about you, the morning show. We're talking to an individual who has all the answers as far as your business and marketing your business and taking it to the next level. Tell us about AOL and the history of AOL, because people in some cases don't know about AOL and the power that AOL has impacted on the internet.
One of the most interesting things to me is kind of the social connectivity of AOL and what they actually started out with. You know, one of the most interesting things was the movie, you know, You Got Mail was a very positive, amazing movie that came out many years ago. And it was sort of the first experience that people actually had to say, okay, you know, we're getting email, we're getting these messages, but You Got Mail made AOL more of a practical and connected approach. Then there was the internship with the most recent movie came out, and it was actually talking about a Google internship where some people essentially had the ability to, they were connecting with a Google opportunity to be an intern on the Google platform. Well, actually, there's a now that has sort of a connection between AOL and Google. We're on the AOL campus finding out more about the Google Glass approach, everything from their innovation to having the Google Glass be incorporated into business platforms as well as working with their devices. So it's an amazing experience to see the two premier giants actually working together.
Wow. AOL. Well, I remember AOL back in the day when the AOL was really the only game in town to get on the Internet.
Absolutely.
You had to pay to get on the Internet. It was $10 an hour. That's how long I've been on the Internet. Media Magazine has been around with this
That's
Internet
awesome.
Marketing aspect, AOL. So AOL is not something to take lightly. They've been around. They understand this marketing aspect. Give us the name of your company again. We want to make sure people know the name of the company.
The company's name is Cash Flows to You, and it's cashflowstoyou.com. And again, we're focused on helping individuals find out how to connect their passion with their actual power and purpose. And a lot of that is focused on, you know, giving them the revenue they need to help the businesses grow, reach more customers, connect with a deeper, have a deeper connection with their audience.
I like that name, Cash Flow. People need cash flow, so it's a catchy name. Did you come up with that name, or how did that name come about?
So the story is I did come up with the name, but it was an interesting process. I came up with the name, but I actually came up with the name because I was reading the Robert Kiyosaki book, you know, Rich Dad Poor Dad, and he has a series of books. And one of the series of books was the Cash Flow Quadrant. So I love that book, particularly love the idea of understanding that, you know, it's not how much money you're making, it's how much money you're actually going to keep. From there, I was actually able to help some people to buy a house because I had a background and experience in real estate and being a landlord. And I talked to the person, they were working with me, I showed them how to do it, and they, in turn, helped to design a website for me. And that site was Cash Flows to You. I actually gave them a name, and then misspelled the name and created Cash Flows to You, and I just kept it.
That's really nice. I mean, I like the name Cash Flow. It gives people an opportunity to know what it really is about. People want cash flow. People need cash flow. It's not about how much money you make. It's how much money you keep. You don't want to be broke at all. I went to a seminar not too long ago helping people with their credit. And the individual got up and was saying the course cost $150. And he said, it's a two-day course, and if you take this course, it's going to better your life. And people were sitting there, and they said, wow, I don't have $150. I like to take this course, but I don't have $150. And at that point, he looked at the individual and says, what does that say about yourself? If you don't have $150, then you need this course. There's something wrong in your life if you don't have $160. So that means that you're doing something wrong with your life. If you're on this earth every day and you're working or you have worked and you have acquired something, you got paid, so why don't you have $160? That says that you need to do something different with your life. Your company can help people do something different with their life. That's what your company is about. It's about improving and let people know they can do something different with their life. That's what it's all
Absolutely.
About. Give the phone number out.
So the phone number is 202-290-7317. Again, 202-290-7317. You can also follow us at CashFlows2U on Twitter, and the website is CashFlows2U.com.
Fantastic. We're going to take another break. When we come back, I want you to talk about the importance of really using your business. What your business can do that other businesses can't do in reference to moving the individual and their business to another level. We'll be right back.
Absolutely.
Welcome back. It's the Russell Price Morning Show. We're broadcasting live right here at 6230 Georgia Avenue. We're talking about everything to help your business. It's all about you. Don't forget the event that's coming up next Thursday, the world's largest networking opportunity on the planet. We're going to be at Bistro, Olan Bistro, 11101 Baltimore Avenue. We have the whole entire ballroom. We have the winery, and we also have the restaurant. It's going to be a big one. You can come out and promote your business, network, meet people, movers and shakers. We're going to have Doug Gensler, the next governor. He's coming out. We're also going to have the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce president. He's going to come out and make an appearance. We're also going to have businesses from all over PG County, D.C., and Virginia, live entertainment. We're going to have Cosmo De Facto. He's one of the musicians, and he's also going to be talking about his CD. But more than that, we have Cash Flow. Tell us about how your business is better than other businesses and how it can improve your life and your business, and more so, put cash into your business. Make your business have cash flow.
So we actually have a couple of different things we're doing, and I'll talk about two really quickly. One of which is we're actually helping businesses that are small startups and individuals that might not be able to take checks or don't want to have the risk of taking checks right now because there's concern with things actually bouncing. We're in the position to be able to help some of those people be able to take a check and finance an individual that might want to make a larger purchase with them. So we actually know of a furniture store, a company that just opened up recently, hadn't. They're just not taking checks. Able to connect with them and say, hey, what if you were able to connect with the customers, take these checks, and actually finance it regardless of a person's credit? And they were extremely excited. They were definitely able to double their business just by being able to take these checks now beyond doing the actual credit, which we're also able to offer some people with a partnership that we have with some outside businesses. So, one, they go from just being a cash-only institution or a cash and credit card institution to now they can do cash, take checks, and finance individuals.
Wow. Now, that's really, when you said something that really hit a nerve there, they can finance individuals. They can now finance individuals. Furniture is a number one aspect of individuals' homes. They have to have furniture. And to be able to finance it, I used to be a manager of a bank years ago, and we financed a lot of furniture. People need furniture. So when a furniture company has the opportunity to take credit cards, take checks, but also they can finance the furniture. They can let the person have the furniture and hold the note. That is really, really a plus for any business to get the finance. And that's where your company comes in. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Through partnerships and relationships that we have, we were able to do that. Also, one of the things we're able to do is help people to understand what it is to build and define apps that make a gamification of their process to the extent that it allows people to be interested, engaged, and then create a profitable revenue stream via some of these apps and applications that we can help people to distribute through mobile devices, everything from your Google Play to your Microsoft to the actual devices that will be on your Apple iTunes store.
So you can create an app or you can help someone build the app?
Both.
That is worth the tea in China. All our listeners right now, if you just heard what he said, he can do both. He can create an app. He can help you build the app. He can put an app on your iPhone. Apps is the next wave of future. people don't want to look at emails anymore. They really don't. Text message is really great, but if they can get an app and get all the information from you by downloading your app, that is where it's at. Apps are where it's at. And
absolutely.
To be able to do that, to have a company that can do that, is really spectacular. I want to commend you for having the fortitude, the vision to create a company of this magnitude to service our businesses in the small community or in the big community, both. But just to be able to do what you do, your company is so multi-taxed. I mean, you have so many opportunities with your company to better your business. It's like a one-stop, one-shop aspect of business and improvement, and that's what your company is. It's a one-stop. Everything can be done right there, and you can coach people, and you can help people, and you can get people to the next level. The name of the company,
absolutely,
again, I want you to give it out again. We want to make sure they hear this over and over again. Give us that company name again, and also the website and how they get in touch with you.
It is Cash Flows to You, and that's CashFlowsToYou.com. And again, you can follow us on Twitter at Cash Flows to You, and the company website again is CashFlowsToYou.com.
That's a nice
email address. I'm excited about the 14th. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, the 14th is going to be off the chain, and I'm looking forward to you making sure that you get the word out to all your constituents, everybody that's in your email list, everybody that's on your Facebook page. I want you to put a shout out. I don't want anyone to miss the opportunity to meet you personally. We're going to be putting out email blasts today and tomorrow. We want to make sure that everybody knows that you're going to be there and have an opportunity to see you face to face. No one can sell or promote your business like the individual who has the business. There's nothing better than meeting the person who owns the business. When can you come out and meet the actual owner of the business in person? Sit there with him, walk by his table, get information from him. He can also give you everything about the business on the spot. This is an opportunity where you have to be there. So I'm telling people to use your smartphone, use your Twitter account, shout it out to everybody. No one should miss this event. It's nothing like it ever been done on the planet. One stop.
Yeah,
you can come and sell tickets. You can sell tickets to your events. You can email people. You can get online with your iPad right there on the location, and you can shop with various businesses that day, Black Friday before Black Friday. You can also hear live entertainment. The restaurant was celebrating 5 birthday parties. Individuals are celebrating their birthday parties. So everybody's going to be there, and we're happy to have you there. I want to commend you for also seeing the fortitude to advertise and promote your business and take the effort to do something like this. It's really commendable that you have that vision. And what drives you? Let's get into what drives you. What is your driven motive for you doing what you're doing?
Well, for one, it's my sons, definitely. Being able to leave a legacy for them is a true driver. And also it's in the struggle, the challenges, the need to connect with capital, the need to connect with people that were, you know, angel investors, learning through that process of, you know, the school of hard knocks, really gave me a testimony that is unparalleled. And the more I understood that testimony, the more I was able to connect with people that had a similar testimony, it allowed me to connect in a real and relevant way to say, you know, I know what it is to not have but 11 cents in your pocket. I know what it is to want to have an idea get out but not necessarily know what I need to do to do it. I know what it's like to not have the confidence to actually implement your dream. And the reality is we all have a measure of faith, but we need to actually use and believe that we can actually accomplish our goals. So that's what drives me.
That is what I call a great inspiration for yourself. Everyone has gone through something in life. It's not about what you went through or what you're going through. It's what you do on the other side when you get out. You want to get out of what you're going through. And once you get out of what you're going through, you can see where you've been, and now you know where you're going. But it always have an experience of being without or having not. It makes you stronger. everybody is
Absolutely.
Up at some time and everybody's down at some time. It's the mere fact that you can get back up. In my life, I have trials and tribulations, but I've always was able to come through. And that's the name of the game. If you can make it on through to the other side, the name of the game is cross the line. Don't stop at the line, but cross the line. Finish something. Do something with your life. Make somebody else's life better. Reach back and pay it forward. Make sure you help other people. That's what Be There Magazine is about. We're about making sure that we can help other people. My goal right now is to empower 10,000 people to understand how to market their business to become marketers and brand themselves. Your company is a great fit for that because you're going to be taking businesses to the next level, and they need you. Everybody that's listening right now on this website and on this webinar and on this actual radio show live, they're going to be able to get this information over and over again. We're going to keep this on the Internet for a year. It's going to go on the Internet for a year. They can access it with the link and hear this anytime they want. That's the power of the Internet. You can hear it anytime you want.
Absolutely.
Give us some closing statements about your company and what we can look forward to definitely on the 14th. How many people are coming with you on the 14th?
I believe it's going to be two. It might be three. I'm not really sure. It could be four. I know we have four people that are in our local area that are available potentially. I know at least on myself and the chief operating officer, it might be one of the directors also to help just get the message out, get the word out there. And we're also going to be offering a discount to people that are in your audience that want to come to some events that we're having coming up. And you spoke to business credit. We're looking to show people how they can build business credit as well as help to reestablish personal credit if they choose to. And, you know, we'll have speakers that will be talking about podcasting. It's going to be a lot of interesting things we'll be able to talk to in the future of what we're actually doing.
That is great. And you're going to have an opportunity to talk to the individuals. I'm going to bring you up and let you speak to the people for about 5 minutes. So you have an opportunity to speak to them as a group. But you also have opportunity to build up your Facebook page and your downline and get your Twitter account followers, all that will be available right there for you.
Absolutely.
It's going to be an opportunity where you can truly get more people to know what you do. And that's what we do. We make sure people know what you do. We put people in seats, and we drive people to websites. Websites are
awesome.
Important, but it's more important to have people view them than to have a website. Having a website means absolutely nothing if nobody
it's
is viewing it, if there is no hits. If your, rag shop, your website could be the raggiest website in the world. If it's getting hits, then it's more valuable than a website who has bells and whistles. You can pay a lot of money to have a website done, but if nobody's looking at it, what's the use of the website? It's no use to the website because nobody is seeing it. And that's where we come in. We drive people to websites, and we also put people in seats. So we're looking forward to the 14th, and we're looking forward to seeing you and your partners. And also, we're going to make sure that people know that you're going to be there. I want you to also send out email blast and let people know. This has been a pleasing pleasure to have you on the air with us. We're closing now. We'll be on the air Monday morning. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. We'll see you next Monday. Money, 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 money